Yes, my name is Asia. I'm returning that call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. I need to advise you this call has been recorded for quality insurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requests this call back?
This is she.
Yes, how may I assist you?
I was trying to see if I was eligible for unemployment and how to start that.
Can I just start out by getting your full Social Security number, please?
423-45-1253.
Thank you. Can I have you spell out your first name, please?
Brittany.
Thank you. Can I have your last name, please?
Lewis, Lewis. And I'll pull over in just a second. I'm sorry.
Okay. Can I have your date of birth, please?
9/25/96.
Thank you. And can I have your mother's maiden name, please?
Right.
Can I have you spell it out for me?
Ooh. I think it's Righg.
I can barely understand you, ma'am. Can I have you repeat it slowly?
I think it's Right.
That's your mother's maiden name?
Yes.
And do you have a driver license?
Yes.
And can I have the driver license number, please?
Yes, it is 8590849.
And thank you. One moment. What is your preferred language?
English.
Thank you. Do you have difficulty with speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Thank you. We came to your fraud acknowledgement. Do you I understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud. Do you agree?
Yes.
Thank you. I understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years. Could affect your ability to receive future benefits. Do you agree?
Yes.
Thank you. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Thank you. Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Thank you. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Thank you. Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need to only file for trade adjustment assistance, TA benefits?
No.
Thank you. Did you receive a notification that you have a trade readjustment allowances, TRA certification?
No, I don't know what that is.
If you were laid off as a result of competition from imports or your company has moved overseas?
No.
Thank you. To confirm, your first name is spelled out Brittany.
Yes.
Thank you. To confirm, your last name is spelled out Lewis.
Yes.
Thank you. Has your name changed since you last filed?
No, I've never filed.
Thank you. Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Thank you. Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No.
Thank you. Can I have your telephone number, please?
256-856-3070.
Thank you. To confirm, your date of birth is, one moment, 9/25/1996.
Yes.
To confirm, your mother's maiden name is W R-I-G-H-T?
Yes.
Well, W-R-I-G-H-T, that's correct?
Yes, I'm pretty sure.
And you do have a driver license, that's correct?
Yes.
What state is your driver license in?
Alabama.
Thank you. To confirm, that driver license number is 859-0849.
Yes.
Thank you. And may I please have your race?
White.
Thank you. May I please have your ethnicity? Are you non-Hispanic, Hispanic, or no response?
Non-Hispanic.
Thank you. What is the highest grade you completed in school?
High school and some college.
Okay. How many years of college did you do?
One.
Thank you. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Thank you. And may I please have your residential country?
United States.
Thank you. Can I have your residential address, please?
It is 10420 U.S. Highway 31, Lot 382, Tanner, Alabama, 35671.
And is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes.
Thank you. And can I have the work description for the last job that you clocked out on?
I was in the welding department, I guess.
Thank you. And are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yes.
Thank you.
Trying to find one.
Do you obtain work accessibly through a union hiring hall?
No.
Thank you. Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No.
Thank you. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Nope.
Thank you. Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
First shift.
So is your answer yes or no for this question? Each question only answer yes or no.
I'm sorry. No.
Thank you. And what is the reason you're unavailable to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Daycare hours.
Thank you. So in order to be eligible for unemployment, you must be able and willing to accept work during the hours, days, and shifts normally working in your trade or industry for which your past experience training qualifies you. You are not required to be available for all shifts unless persons work your trade or occupation will normally work off shifts. Consider your normal trade or occupation and the hours, days, and shifts required for that job only. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Thank you. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Thank you. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
$15 or $20.
Thank you. What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept? For example, $10.50.
Very minimum, $15.
Thank you. Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Thank you. Do you own a business?
No.
Thank you. Do you work for yourself?
No.
Thank you. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have real estate license?
No.
Thank you. Have you applied for your receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Thank you. Have you applied for your receiving a pension from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Thank you. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between April the 1st, 2023 and March the 31st, 2024?
No.
Thank you. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yeah.
Thank you. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking and savings account or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which one would you prefer, state debit or direct deposit?
Direct deposit.
Thank you. And would you like for it to go to your checkings or your savings?
Checking.
Thank you. Can I have your routing number, please?
Oop, yep, sorry. It's 10-31-00-195.
And may I have you please confirm your routing number?
It's 10-31-00-195.
Thank you. Can I have your bank account number, please?
It is 689-16-933-1014.
Thank you. And can I have you please confirm your bank account number?
689-16-933-1014.
Thank you. So it appears to be your account or router number has been blocked. Do you just want to do our state debit card?
Yeah, I guess so.
Thank you. One moment. So you have indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits by the Alabama Ventures prepaid benefits card. If you already have a tan color Alabama Ventures card, that card is good until the valid through dates on the card, and payments will be made into your existing Alabama Ventures prepaid account. Otherwise, your card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new Alabama Ventures prepaid account. The Alabama Ventures prepaid benefits card is issued by Commercial Bank. Commercial charges no monthly fee, no per purchase fee, a $0 network ATM withdrawal fee, and a $1.30 out of network fee. There is no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There is no fee for live customer service calls, and a $1.35 fee for automated customer service calls. There is a $1 in activity fee charged after 12 months with no activity. Commercial Bank charges two other types of fees. There are card replacement fees, $4 for regular delivery, and $19 for expedited delivery. International transaction fee excluded ATM withdrawal and balance inquiry fee, which is 2% of the transaction amount. Please note the customer service and card replacement fees can be lower depending on how and where this card is used. See the long form disclosure for ways to access your funds and balance information for no fee. The long form disclosure for this prepaid card can be accessed by calling 800-499-2035 or online at www.labor.alabama.gov/benefits card. There is no overdraft for credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about prepaid accounts, visit clpb.gov/prepaid. Find details and conditions for all fees and services in the cardholder agreement. What was the name of the last company that you clocked out on?
It was a temp service. It was Onan.
Okay, thank you.
And it was at Tibiaki. I don't know which one it would be considered.
Is it called Onion Staffing?
Yes.
And can I have the employer's telephone number, please?
It is... I'm so sorry, it's taking forever to load.
Yes, ma'am.
(256) 461-8334.
Thank you. Can I have the work location city, please?
Their office is at 8580.
Just the city only in the state, please.
Oh, I'm sorry, Madison, Alabama.
Thank you. Can I have the employment start date when you first started the job, the month, the day, and the year, please?
It would have been June of this year.
I would need a month, day, and year. So we'll give you a few minutes to find the information.
Okay, I'm almost to it.
Yes, ma'am.
I was hired. My interview was 5/22 on the 2020 this year.
Can I have the last day you worked, the month, the day, and the year, please?
It was the 29th of July this year.
Thank you. And why are you no longer working? Did you quit or were you fired?
They said let go.
And what is the specific reason why you're no longer working?
They said attendance.
Did you give them a notice?
I called them each time I was going to be late, and I hadn't reached the points yet to be late.
So were you tardy or was you absent?
Tardy.
Okay. One moment. Can I have the name and the title of the person who discharged you?
That would have been Kahari, K-H-A-R-I, or Kari. It's Kari.
And is she a manager?
She's a recruiter.
Thank you. Can I have your date of your discharge, please?
That would have been on the 29th.
Thank you. And what was the final incident that caused you discharge? You were tardy. That's correct?
Yes.
Thank you.
Or that's what the company told her.
Okay. What did you do to attempt to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
I'm sorry. I didn't understand.
What did you do to attempt to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
Try to take different routes to get away from the train.
Thank you. Did you commit the act your employer alleges?
I was tardy.
So your answer is yes for this question?
Yeah.
Thank you. Was any prior warnings for the same or a similar act? Did they give you a warning before?
They didn't say I was about to get fired.
Your answer is yes or no for this question?
No.
Thank you. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time at the last day of work? Did you receive vacation pay?
No.
Did you receive sick pay?
No.
Thank you. Did you receive holiday pay?
No.
Thank you. Have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Thank you. One moment. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. In which of the following cities have you attended college? Albemarle, Chattanooga, Spartanburg, Wentworth, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Thank you. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 132 Riddle Road, 145 Halt Avenue, 207 Third Street, 716 Briarcliff Place. I've never been associated with this address.
Holt Avenue.
Thank you. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Coleman, Bessemer, Florence, Jasper, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Thank you. Which of the following street addresses in Athens have you ever lived there or been associated with? 15183 Hand Road, 15876 Zarner Road, 17227 Morrisville Road, 3912 Ridgedale Street. None of the above. I'm not familiar with this property.
Zarner Road.
Thank you. What month was Lieutenant Nance born in? March, May, July, October, none of the above. I'm not familiar with this person.
March.
Thank you. I hereby file an internet claim for an unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
Yeah.
Thank you. I started finding a penalty of a jury, then the person whose name and information was provided on this claim. That the statements made in connection with this claim are true to my best of my knowledge. Do you agree?
Yes.
Thank you. I understand that it is my responsibility to read and familiarize myself with the contents of the Climate Benefit Handbook, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities. Do you agree?
Yes.
Thank you. We came to your closing statement. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim was just finished. I suggest you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in to Alabama Works, Alabama.gov, and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. Information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certification. Failure to follow the instruction listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. So the process you just completed for your unemployment claim Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week, decline your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in loss of benefits. So unemployment claims these kind of weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claim portal. You click File Weekly Certification button on the homepage or by telephone at our toll-free number, which is 1-800-752-7389. So your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, 12 and 1 a.m., through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in loss of benefits. So complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday 5 p.m. Whether filing online by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. Additional instructions are in the benefits, rights, and responsibilities booklet. Exemptions to work search requirements are made of the following. Active union members who have submitted proof against standing with the union. Employees who are under verified short-term layoff. Claimants attend director proof training. A letter may be mailed to you if you are subject to a possible work search exemption. So it is very important that you carefully read all the information that is mailed to you. So if you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524, which is Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. So your employee will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision of your claim is made. Beginning January the 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claim. You may not list the same employer more than once unless your employee was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in denial of benefits. So for assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. So we have completed your unemployment claim, and I have your transaction number available for you to write down once you're ready.
Hey, I'm ready.
So it's 498-11-005. And your PIN number, so far your claim each and every week, is 5396.
Okay.
Okay, and is there any further assistance needed?
Am I getting the information you just told me emailed to me or anything?
We don't send out emails. We send you information like a benefits, rights, and responsibilities booklet.
Okay. That was a lot of info.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
And is there any further assistance needed?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims. I hope you enjoy your day, okay?
You too.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.